You're listening to SBS News.
As a multicultural country, I encourage people from whole people with a disability to come forward and tell your unique story. Being a migrant with a disability, violence and abuse, but also what are the positives in terms of being a migrant with a disability?
Dominic Golding is the National Ethnic Disability Alliance Policy and Projects Officer. Born in Vietnam, Mr. Golding was an orphan with a hearing impairment and cerebral palsy when he migrated to Australia in the 1970s. He says attitudes towards disability differ between communities. That is why the National Disability Royal Commission wants to speak to people with disability from a migrant or non-English speaking background. Chair of the Royal Commission, Ronald Sackville, says it is important the Commission understands the cultural issues these Australians face in order to make effective recommendations.
That round about 29% of people that live with a profound or severe disability in this country do have a culturally and linguistically diverse background, and round about 25% of people with a profound or severe disability don't speak English at home. So that we're talking about a very large number of people, and our attempts to ensure that they are comfortable in engaging with the Commission are really very important so that we can understand the issues that they face.
Mr. Golding says this initiative can play a vital role in improving the care of multicultural people with a disability and the course of their lives.
Disability and culture had quite a remarkable influence in how they perceive themselves, how they engage with their communities, and also how they actually empower themselves or not to deal with the frequent stigma that we inherently have as an Australian community, but also culturally how disability stigma is also impacts on our ability to be seen as equal as everyone else in the community.
So, why is the Commission calling out again for people from multicultural backgrounds? In October last year, the Commission requested a 1.5-year extension and called for submissions amid concerns it had limited data about people with a disability from multicultural communities. Now, the Royal Commission has released an issues paper called The Experiences of Culturally and Linguistically Diverse People with Disability. It is a new category seeking submissions on barriers or good practices in the system, including interactions with services such as education, health, GPs, hospitals, community health services, mental health services, and dentists. It also hopes to hear about disabled people's experiences with immigration services, courts, prisons, police, transport, workplaces, group homes, and the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The paper is currently available in Arabic, French, Hindi, Samoan, Chinese, Spanish, Tagalog, Vietnamese, and English. Mr. Sackville says it will help the Commission achieve its primary goal of creating a more inclusive society that addresses disadvantage.
So if we hear from more people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities, we have a better idea of the issues that they confront and the recommendations that ought to be made to enable them to get better access to services, to be part of the broader Australian community, and to ensure that they're not subject to discrimination or disadvantage in ways that have occurred in the past.
Mr. Sackville hopes to better understand how culture and language may affect the life course of someone with a disability if communities have positive or protective attitudes towards disability and the reasons why people might choose not to identify as having a disability. Previous reports have found that people with disability from multicultural backgrounds are often stigmatised and isolated because of attitudes or misconceptions. Dominic Golding says this can be exacerbated by attitudes towards disability held by the broader community.
I have the lived experience of a person with disabilities from a cold background. Our barriers and experiences of migration, settlement and seeking asylum with a disability really does impact on how we negotiate and interact with disability services, but as well as mainstream services such as schools, churches, higher education. It's important that our unique experiences also had a cultural lens as well as a disability one.
How many submissions has the Royal Commission received? Since the inception of the Royal Commission in April 2019, more than 2,000 submissions and almost 8,000 phone inquiries have been received. It has published 12 issues papers and 468 responses to those papers. It has held 11 public hearings so far, receiving evidence of disadvantages in the justice system, employment, education, and for First Nations people, and coronavirus-specific disadvantages. So, who exactly does the Royal Commission hope to hear from? It hopes to receive submissions for migrants, refugees and asylum seekers, people who are deaf or hearing impaired, people with disability on temporary visas, and people with disability in immigration detention, community detention, or alternative places of detention. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia has a dedicated disability advisory group which works and supports people from all of those categories across all states and territories. Chair Mary Petetsos says managing disability in families from multicultural backgrounds can be more complex.
It's very important to recognise that families often experience isolation and a lack of feeling safe. And they often don't feel that the system understands their needs. What we also found was that their use of NDIS was below average. So the utilisation rate of NDIS by people of call background with a disability is lower. So they're not engaging with NDIS sufficiently.
So how can you make a submission? Responses can be made in writing, audio or video recording and can be in any language. The official deadline for responses is the 11th of June. However, responses will be accepted after this date if needed. Responses may be revealed publicly if permitted by the identified person or can remain anonymous. Ms. Petetsos encourages people to engage with the Royal Commission as it can significantly improve the system for future generations.
System change is difficult. Culture change is difficult. And it's also difficult in an environment where there are resource limitations. There are two parallel Royal Commissions right now. Royal Commission into Aged Care, which final report we now have in front of us, and the Royal Commission into Disability. They're both massive social systems. And if we can get both of them right in our generation, it'll be a nice thing for us to do for our children. I'm really hopeful.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.